Okay, so we're up to Tosfos and Daf Tzadi Zayin Amud Aleph. So the issue, a couple of pieces sort of background here, just a svarim that Tosfos mentions. There is one sefer that he mentions, which it's the first time I actually looked at it. I think it's on some version of the Bar Ilan, at least by version 13. Is that right, Jeremy? Is that what he had, Shlomo had? Zukir had, of course, 13. Where's Abigail here? Okay. Oh, he's not here. He's got something on his right. Okay. And it is called Seder Tanayim V'Amoraim. This is the earliest work of rabbinic historiography. It's a Gaonic work which dates to approximately the year 883-884. Tosfos refers to it. I think at one point in Shir I mentioned this year the difference between Kasha and Tufta. So lo and behold, actually, he writes, he has in here, that's where obviously the Kollel came from and where wherever the Rush quotes it from. Lots and lots of kolim here of how you paskin X against Y. It doesn't mean we actually always follow it. Here he has the following. Komakom shenemar kusha davar taluyhu. Davar taluy. It means not completely rejected. Then he writes, utufta shvirahi kemochacham sheshover divrei havero. And right before that he says, whenever it says tufta deploni tufta in al hakoso ploni elaka havero. So there are lots of, it's not such a long sefer. If you read German, then you can read, this was, I think, somebody's dissertation. You could, what's that? Am I audible?
No, you are audible.
Fine, that's the most, that's...
Yes, I'm having more trouble hearing many of the comments
then. Okay, fair enough. All right, so you have to, what's that?
I also have trouble hearing people on that side.
Okay, so you got to learn to project.
I'll speak up, don't worry.
We weren't worried about that, Alec. Okay. Anyway, it's a fairly short work. And in here, he talks, Tosfos quotes us about the Klal of Rabbi Yochanan Rishu Levi, but this is what it is. The date that he gives here is 664, which should be taken as 4,664. And the shorthand, remember, for doing years is that the thousands are the year 240 in the secular calendar. So if you're dealing with a number, hey, you know, 5,000 and something, you start with the year 1240. And if you're dealing in this case, obviously 4,000. If you add 644, excuse me, that's 664. I hope it says 644. Gotta find where that passage is. He says, "In Mibrasu Shel Olam Yesh Hayom Sheish Meos V'Arba'im V'Arba." 644. So that brings you to by that count 884. And then he gives you the years to the minion. Hashtaros. The minion Hashtaros, you should be aware of. Today we count, it's a very popular notion, we count to Brias Olam, and people get all perturbed. I remember when I spoke about this last week at NYU, a student asked me, well, what do we do for our dates and so on? So I pointed out, if the world isn't really 6,000 years old, I pointed out that the notion of counting the Brias Olam is a relatively recent innovation. In the time of Chazal, through the Gaonic period, the counting was not done the Brias Olam, the Minyan Sh'anumonin Khan, but rather it was done the Minyan Shtaros, which is dated to Alexander the Great's invasion of the Middle East. I think it, at least according to the dating system, it's around 312 or so, and he gives the numbers 1100, what?
The Battle of Gaza.
Okay, 1195, which works out, if it's 312 you're working with, is 883. So that's contemporaneous, almost with Sadia Gaon. It is earlier than perhaps the most important Gaonic work of Talmudic historiography, which is the Igeres of Rosh Hashanah, but that's 100 years later. So anyway, so this is the first sort of, call it rabbinic historiography, some certain basic kinds of historical information, which is either a tradition or it's reconstructed from the various Gemaras and other Ma'amarim of Chazal to reconstruct history. Anyway, it's called Seder Tanayim V'Amoraim. It's probably not a very commonly studied sefer, yes.
Did anyone else aside from the Jews use the Minyan Hashtaros system?
I have no idea. Got to ask the historians that question. Okay. So anyway, that's the Seder Tanayim V'Amoraim is quoted. The Tosfos also talks about two Bahags. One is Stam the Bahag, and the other is the Halachas Gadol Shal Aspanya. I don't know anything about the Halachas Gadol Shal Aspanya, exactly who, what the difference was. I do know that in general, the Halachas Gadol, I think there's a question as to who the author is, at least two opinions that I've seen cited in Rishonim in terms of attributing. One of them is Rabbi Hudai Gaon, and the other is Shimon Kayara. And more than that, I can't tell you. Okay, so who would like to be the reader today? Chaim, go ahead. You got to read loud, though.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I should almost give you the shtender. Okay, you go. Go ahead.
Okay. Amar Rava Fulay, Vyamu Rabbanan, Mishishim. So, Lekamam Beperakol Basar, Pasaka Kuntras, Kravi Yuda, Demin Bimino, Demin Bimino, Lobatil, Midikam Le Rebbe Bishita Se, Dikamar Nirin Divre Rabbi Yuda.
So first point comes from the sugya later, a very important sugya, but we haven't done it yet. And sort of just a comment. To some of you, this may not be a problem. For some of you, it may be more difficult in terms of having to look up Gemaras. Frequently, you will have to look up Gemaras when Tosus is quoting. But you have to know when reading a Tosus. In other words, if you can't make heads or tails, sometimes you have to know when you don't have to look up the Tosus, the Gemara. When Tosus is quoting a raya here from the fact that Rebbe says Nirin Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Now, does it matter what Rebbe is talking about there? Yes and no. It's a very important sugya, and we'll deal with it when we get to it. But it isn't crucial you get the details and the nuances of the sugya there. It's clear even from the small quotation of Tosus is that Rebbe thought that Rabbi Yehuda's opinion was correct. Now, if you get a machlokes, if Tosus were later to argue on Rashi's appeal to that and argue that Rebbe really didn't say that, then you'd have to go look up the sugya and figure out what's going on. As it turns out, Tosus isn't going to challenge that. He's just going to dismiss it. So in terms of trying to get where Tosus is going, not every single line, not every single Gemara has to be checked. Ideally, you would. But in terms of if you're trying to develop a flow and get moving through Tosus, sometimes you have to learn the skill of knowing when to look and when to let go. Okay, go ahead. So that's one. So firstly, Rebbe holds like Rebbe Yehuda.
Rav Shmuel Nami, da Amrita Rayu, a Kol Yisurim Sheba Torah, b'mino b'mashu, b'tanya kavasayu, b'msechas Avodah Zarah.
Now, of course, if you stop there for 1 second, all of you immediately say, if you stop reading the Tosus there, what is your response going to be? What do you think of Rashi's argument?
Sounds good.
Yeah. If you don't know the Gemara yet, so you're not waiting for the next line. But if you know the Gemara, what do you mean? That's very nice. But the Gemara quotes Rav and Shmuel Paskin that way, and there's the Tanya Kavase. But you know without even having to read the next line in Tosus where at least he addresses it, yeah, but Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish say the other way, and Tanya Kavase, you know, of Tanya Kavasayu. So again, that's where it's you have a little more insight when you do know the sugya. Go ahead.
The Apal Gabde Fligu Alayhu Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Hasam v'tanya nami kavasayu, shamina nami labayi varava debasrayi havu, dekamu karav v'shmuel, deismar chalal lego chamra, b'mesachas avodah zara perak v'asra.
Okay, so that what sugya is that a reference to? And this, by the way, this is a very condensed point, but it's a very important one, and for those who already did that shach, it really relates to that issue. It's a very condensed point. What is Tosus's raya here? They have a what is the discussion of Rava and Abaye there? So it's the sugya of Aslina Basar Shma, Aslina Basar Taima. Okay, so what exactly is the raya from there?
Their question is whether it's batal. The Gemara points out whether it's a case of min b'mino or min b'shem.
Then that depends upon whether Aslina Basar Shema or Taima. And but what is the implications of the sugya?
That they both hold like
Rav. They both would hold that if it was min b'mino on the basis of Shema and Taima, you would say it's Oser b'mashehu. Right. The Tosfos doesn't spell that out. But that is the point. As Rava and Abaye's entire discussion must be taking place within Rabbi Yehuda. The whole premise of that Gemara is that min b'mino is not batel. So the question is, how do you determine min b'mino? Shema or Taima? So the answer is that's machlokes Rava and Abaye, but both of them agree that once you describe it as min b'mino, it's not batel. Josh?
Do we assume that Rava definitely agrees to Abaye? Because Rava argues in Abaye on one point, potentially,
but doesn't the Gemara say there that if you had, as everybody agrees that Chama, do they have any example? Let's see, what the example there is, if you have, so Rav and Abaye argue, right, so Rav says, Aslin on Basar Shema, and therefore new wine in grapes is Batel, right? Because you go Basar Shema. So you want to say this, maybe Rava would disagree completely? And he would say, in other words, I hear, the Gemara, although
it's
later...
It's not Mokra to say Rava necessarily, because we know about the whole Machlokes and the Girsa by Sakhan, where...
Well, leave that aside. Just within that sugya, though, isn't the whole premise of arguing with Abayin saying Azlina Basar Shema? So, what is the din when it's Min Bimino Bishma as opposed to Abayin saying when it's Min Bimino? So, wouldn't that so would be then he would be agreeing. In other words, once you call it Min Bimino, it's Bimashahu. The Gemara's case happens to be where Abayin says it's not Batel because he says you go Basar the taste and new wine and grapes taste the same. Rava says you go Basar Shema and therefore it's Batel. But Bimashma would be if you came up with the reverse case. Where Shema was the same, but Tom was different, so Rava would say, it's not Batel, right? It's Oseh B'Mashehu. So even if it doesn't have the case B'Feirush, at least the presentation of Rava, you know, when Rava says, Azlinam Basar Shema, for what purposes? For determining when you say it's Mimbimino and it's not Batel, versus when it's not Mimbimino, when it's Mimshein Amino and it is Batel. So you write the case specifically, and that's a good point, this case specifically is not that, but I think you still can't get around that. So both Rava and Abaye, and we obviously are going to pass on like Rava, hold, are discussing an issue within Rabbi Yehuda. Now, this is a general, again, a general principle in Pesach that we Rishonim always assume. Whenever the Gemara is Shakil Vitari Aliba the one Shita, especially when it's in another Sugya, an unrelated Sugya, the assumption is they must pass in that way. Because you're not going to discuss, you're not going to have a whole Shakil Vitari Abaye and Rava as Lina Basar Shema or Basar Taima. If it only makes sense within Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, if you don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. So you see from that, Rav and Abai must hold of Rabbi Yehuda. Is there a question? I'm sorry. Is there a question or Moshe?
For that case, or even across the board?
Wait. So right now, the assumption of Rashi is that the Machlokas of Basar Shema, Basar Taima, applies across the board, because Mimino applies across the board. Tosus, obviously, is going to have to respond to that point. And the question is, what is that so you're talking about? Shalom? Maybe it does. It might doesn't. It's prefers the other way. According to Rav, it's not Batel. According to Abaye, it is. Okay, it might very well be. I think even without that, I think it's almost impossible to get around that, even if it's only a case one way. So what is the context of that, Gemara? So you've given already two cases. That's sufficient. What issues have been Isurim are being discussed there? Yain Esef, that's clear the first one. That's what's being discussed when they're talking about new wine, old wine, grapes. What's the other one talking about? It doesn't say what is there, but so what's the substance? I'm sorry? Okay, it's talking about wheat and barley and the yeast of one of the sourdough of one of the other and so on. What is there? What Isurim can exist by wheat and barley? Tevel, Truma, Chametz. What?
Shvi.
Okay, maybe Shvius?
Neither.
Feth. That is never an acceptable answer, right? Every single Hakira in the world pops an Afgamina when it comes to Kiddushin and Nedarim, right? Because if he made a Kiddushin Al Tanai, that doesn't count. Finally, you know that, right? You can always say, I don't like Hakiras if they don't have an Afgamina. So I know I'm going to ask you what's an Afgamina and when are you going to respond to Kiddushin Al Tanai, okay? That's not an acceptable teretz, okay? A lot of teretz in that work, but that's not one of them. So the other part, and Chadash, you know, Yashon and Chadash. So what's that? Avodah Zarah could be anything, though, in theory. In other words, beyond things that are typically Avodah Zarah, which is Yayin and a Behema, that was Nishchan, you could sacrifice anything to Avodah Zarah. I could sacrifice my iPod to Avodah Zarah, right? And that would become Tikrovas Avodah Zarah, right? I'm not sure what exactly you do to it, but you could do something to it, right? And it would be Erev Kedusha. Like, it would have, Kedusha Avodah Zarah. Fine. So the Gemara, just the fact that Rav and Abaye have a discussion, Aliba the Rabbi Yehuda, Rashi claims, shows they pass like Rabbi Yehuda. Now, obviously you can already see the Pesach based upon this question of where Tosus is going to go with it. How is Tosus going to get around this particular answer? Okay, so another methodological comment, and you may know this, but I'm going to say it anyway. One of the things that people frequently fail to do when you learn Rishonim and you learn Tosfos, as an example, is to make sure you go back and see how every single question or raya is actually answered by the answer. Because Tosus has this habit of throws at you four questions, and therefore he modifies the approach to what you thought, what the Gemara was saying before, But you have to go back, and sometimes it's easier and sometimes it's very difficult, and see how it solves every one of the questions that comes up. Because if it doesn't solve one of the questions, then you're not getting something. So you should be able to map this in any Tosus. This happens to be a long Tosus. How is Tosus? What is the strategy Tosus is going to use to get around that problem? We've already sort of laid it out. Shalom? It's not Rav and Shmuel he's intersecting with. The point is, Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan agree there are two exceptions to the rule, Tevel and Yayin Esach. And therefore, if you can establish that Sugya might only be talking about Tevel and Yayin Esach, and that's whenever something is Aser Bemino Bemashahu, so then Basar Shmuel, Basar Taima matters. Okay, but for the moment, in terms of choosing, right now we haven't discussed in Chametz. We're talking Rav and Shmuel versus Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. That sugya could be Klil Yayin Nesach is the first one, and the Chamira could be Tevel. It's a very, very reasonable possibility, and therefore there's no evidence in the sugya in Avodah Zarah. There's no evidence. There's every one of those examples is something that might be Oser B'Mashahu. Okay, if you can find one thing in that sugya that Isuro is not b'mashahu, then Rashi will be correct. And Rav and Abaye's machlokes will be Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda, Aliba de Rav and Shmuel, and therefore you'll have at least support that Abaye and Rav are held that way. Okay, continue.
Sachas Psachim, Nami Pasik Rav Hilchasa, Chametz Bizmano, Ben Bimino, Ben Shalob Bimino, B'mashahu, Kirav. V'ta'ama de Rav, Mifaresh Hasam, de Rav Vatame, Yamar Koli Serin Shabbatara Bimino Bimashu. Vishalob Bimino Gazarav Atu Bimino Bechame It's Mishum Delo Batile Inche Mine Vyasal Zuzale Bay.
Okay. Okay. So this is the end of Rashi's comments. That's all that Rashi says. Rashi has a very brief one liner in Psachim as well. Along these lines, point out you see Paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Jeremy? Always important to check back. It happens to be, you look back in Rashi, I don't know if word by word, but Rashi does say this. But yes. But I assume they taught you this in high school, that never trust Tosus when he quotes Rashi. Right? And never trust me when I quote a Gemara. Always check on me. What's that?
That's methodology. I didn't learn that in high school.
Okay. My Rabbeim said, does Rashi really say that? Okay. The question? Dan Hino. Wait, we'll get there. Tosus revealed that. Right now, he's quoted Rashi as saying, number one, Rebbe Paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. Number two, Rav and Shmuel Paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, which is not really an argument because Reish Lakish and Yochanan don't. Number three, Rav and Abaye both work within the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. And number four, the Sugim Sachim. Rava Paskins explicitly, he says, you know, Kirav. He Paskins like Rav, and we know what Rav is based on. Rav is based upon Kol Yisur and Shibbet Torah, Min B'mino B'mashahu. That's all. So far, that's the four arguments that Rashi makes. So let's see what happens now. Go ahead. Now the response.
Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, the whole ze ainu raya, the ain halacha lo karabi Yehuda, velo karabi, velo karab v'Shmuel. The halacha.
Okay. So he says the halacha is like none of them. Now we're going to have to see why. Why the halacha?
The halacha karabi Yochanan legave Rav, kedama bereish beita.
So that's a principle. Rav, Rabbi Yochanan? Halacha k'Rabbi Yochanan. Okay.
V'gave Shmuel, k'damar b'misha o'tziyu.
Okay, so the first point is that, in general, and this really addresses the issue of Rav and Shmuel paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, mimimino b'mashu. Tosfos says, Rabbi Yochanan against either Rav or Shmuel, you paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, there's a klal hapsak. Klal Hapsak. It's very interesting, by the way, that was the Klal Hapsak. Why is it particularly striking?
Because Rav and Shmuel were from Babel.
Yeah, it's a Babylonian Klal. The Yushalmi doesn't have such a Klal, I would say, probably because in the Yushalmi it was never Ola Hadas that you would pass against Rabbi Yochanan. The whole Yushalmi is Tamid Rabbi Yochanan. It's interesting that in Babel, despite the fact that Rabbi Yochanan is Eretz Yisrael, and his Torah comes only a little bit later, nonetheless, Rabbi Yochanan, I mean, Rav was the patron saint Amora of Babel. Right? You know, Rav was a Tana. Rav Tana Hupalig. It's still Rav Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha Rabbi Yochanan. So that's point number one. Okay, so that really addresses what was argument number, I think, two of Rashi. And now he goes on further. Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi.
Nami slay lekaman b'shmaisen demin b'mino nami batil. Yalif mizroa b'shalah dahave min b'mino.
So he learned, most of you haven't, some of you have seen the sugya later. Later we're going to have a debate on the bottom of Tzadi Chesem at Aleph, whether Kol Yisurin Shebetorah are b'shishim or b'meya. And then the Gemara says that is based upon a machlokas and how to read the pasuk by Zeroa B'Sheila. What is the Zeroa B'Sheila? Tell me, it's the cooked arm. Okay, fine. The Zeroa B'Sheila is from the Parsha of Nazir. And in the Parsha of Nazir, the Torah says that the Kohen takes the Zeroa B'Sheila min ha'ayil as part of his chelek. In other words, when the Nazir brings three karbanos, it's a psukim in Chumash, the Nazir brings three karbanos at the end of his Nazirus, when he's a Nazir Tahar and he does Tiglachas, when he shaves his head. What are the three karbanos he brings?
Chatas.
He brings a Chatas, an Ola, and an El Nazir, a Shlamin. Okay? Now, what happens with the El Nazir? It is mostly eaten by the Nazir and whoever his friends and family. You know, it's a Shlamin, basically, and with bread, and it's eaten in Yerushalayim 2 days and one night. But the Zroa B'Sheila is given to the Kohen, and it's eaten only by Kohanim. Now, one of the things, this is very much like what by a Karban Shlamim? The Chaz of Ashok. The Chaz of Ashok of every Karban Shlamim is given to a Kohen. Now, what is the status of Chaz of Ashok? It's both Truma and Kachim. It's not just Kachim. If it were just Kachim Kalim, a Zar could eat it. However, it's not so. The Chaza and Shok of a Shlamim has the same restrictions in terms of eating where and when as the rest of the Shlamim, but it's like Truma in that it can only be eaten by the Kohanim, the Nesheim, and Avdehem. Their wives, their children obviously are Kohanim. Their slaves can eat the Chaza of a Shok. The same thing is true with the Zera B'Sheila. It has a din both of Kachim and Truma. Now, how do you normally handle a shlamim? Well, they do whatever they do. They chop off, they cut away the chazah, they cut away the shok, they give it to the kohen, everybody goes, they cook it however they like to cook it, and they enjoy their meal. But the El Nazir, the way it's described, Lefi Pshuto in the Torah, is he takes the Zeroa B'Sheila in an aisle. It means that the Yisrael, the Nazir, already cooked. He already cooked the El Nazir. And the assumption for now is that he cooked it whole. Well, there's one minor little problem when you're cooking it whole. You're cooking truma with truma kachim with chulin kachim, with regular kachim. I'm sorry? So the problem now is, how can you do that? So you see, obviously, that the Isser is batel. So the Gemara claims that how you interpret Zeroa B'Sheila either leads you to 1 in 60 or 1 in 100. We'll deal with them when we get there. But the bottom line is, if the paradigm for bittel, forget it raises its own problems. Let me show them. Say it's an asmachta. But bottom line, let's forget as the paradigm for shishim omeya. The fact is, you're cooking Ezra b'sheila and it's betela. How can that be? Is that mim amino or mim b'sheino amino? I knew someone was going to say that. Okay,
but
that's
it's the mino.
What's that?
It's mino.
It's min. He's already going ahead to try to fire in for Farashi. But one second. It's mim amino. It's mimamino, it's the same thing. It's mamish, the same animal. Bones and flesh and sinews and everything else. It's all the same thing. So you see from the Gemara, you see from Zeroa B'Sheila, forget what the Gemara wants to learn from it, that mimamino is bata. Shalom saying maybe it doesn't acquire that status till after you remove it from the animal. No, but it's Meman of Shach. Meman of Shach.
You have a mitzvah actually.
Okay, so that's it. I don't, nobody, the Gemara, let's put it this way. The Gemara, in using that pasuk, never accepts that premise. Now, you're right, you could say, since it's really only an asmachta, the way most of Rishonim say, maybe one could have gone further and said that it doesn't acquire that din. The strange thing about that is that by chazav ashok, clearly there's no such thing. Now, there's no din of doing it bishol, but fine. But for the moment, the point of Tosfos makes is that Zeroa B'Sheila is betela. That's min mamina, according to Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. I guess you do have to add in the piece that he uses as a paradigm for bittel. So even if it's an asmachta, the mere fact that you could talk about that as a paradigm for bittel, so it's not really a raya for shishim and mea because it's min mamina, which is batel baro. But the fact that you can even talk about that as a paradigm indicates you hold that min b'mino is batel. Otherwise, it's a din shonen legamer. You wouldn't even have a having min al sasmachta to learn from that. Alec?
How would Rabbi Yehuda understand sort of
the shaykh? So he would say like Shalom said.
I thought nobody said like Shalom.
Nobody said because Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi uses this as a paradigm for bittel. In other words, nobody else talks about it. He uses that as the paradigm for bittel of Shishim and Meah. So it could be Rabbi Yehuda would just say that it's not
wrong.
Or he'd say it's Xeris HaKasav. You could always say it's Xeris HaKasav. But the point is, whatever he would do with it, he would do with it.
But you can't work. But they're not comparable.
What? It's not comparable.
So is Rabbi Shaila to anything else in the
Torah? Right. That's what he might say. AJ?
Right. But in Shmuel Aleph, when Eli's sons come into it, it says, in the pasuk, as the meat is cooking, they take the pork and stick it in and take out the meat. That's Shmuel. But it seems that as it was cooking, so...
Yeah, they would stick the fork in, right? And they say, we'll take it raw. So you see, they were really, they wanted to prevent tarovas there. Don't ask. I won't. I'm very impressed that you thought to quote that pasuk. I'm not going to answer that question now. I could give, one could, you can either, there are two approaches one could take that. You can start to say lamdas on it. Or you can start to talk about history and development of halacha and why it doesn't really present a question. The former, I'll leave to you if you want to say lamdus. The latter, I'll talk about on some other occasion. Okay, but it's a good, very good question. It's a very good question. Okay, so you could. So I'll give you even a non-lamdus answer and neither answer, which is they were thieves, they were thugs. So basically, they were taking parts that weren't even theirs, right? So at least the people said, let me cook the meat. No, we'll take it now.
That's at least their truma. No, Chazal said they were taking their truma along with extra meat they weren't supposed to.
Chazal say that part. Oh, you have to say Chazal. I don't recall.
They didn't want it pre-cooked. Right?
No, I understand that. But the point was, what is it that they want pre-cooked? If it's something that was truma, how could the Yisraelim cook it at all with it? And if it wasn't the chaz of a show, why would they have to take it in the first place, raw or cooked? So
well, one could, they weren't entitled. Well, they weren't. If it wasn't their truma, they weren't entitled to it anyway.
I understand. So if you say that way, then you solve the problem that way. That could,
unless the part they're taking along with it happens to be the truma.
Oh, you mean they're getting a part? So then, what was so bad about their demanding it raw?
One second.
Now we said this. Can some? I see. It's such a brilliant, almost a pilpulish of teretz. It's an easy teretz to give to this question. Can somebody tell me what the answer to this question is? How is it that they were cooking the B'nai Eli's portion with it, and they told them to wait? It's easy. What? Yes.
It
could have been an Azir.
No, because it says they're holding back their wives.
That's a different one. That's Beterem Yakti Runas Achela, right? That's a different medrash. You can't, in other words, Mitol Shayu Mashu says Kinei Amal Kasav Ki Lushchav. That's on a different one. That's on Asher Yishkivunas Hanashim Atzavos Pesach Hamoyetz. That's a different Avera. So then this Avera could be they took the Zorah before it was cooked. Okay, fine. I'm not saying I believe that that's the Teretz. You know, it's in Ukimta that this was an El Nazir. Okay, fine. Alright, so let's come back. So he says Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi Nami Yisle Lekanon Mishmaitin the Min Bemino Nami Batal Diaf Mizro B'Sheila Dehav Min Bemino. Now, okay, so Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi passed that way. Was Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi an Amora or Tana?
Amora.
He was a very early Amora. He was first generation Amora. Precedes Rabbi Yochanan. So that's nice, but great. So you've added one more Amora to the mix. Why does that prove anything? So now Tosa says Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi
Bar Samcha Hu Yevolot Kmosa B'Chol Makom.
So he's a Bar Samcha, and we always paskin like him. So here you're first going to be scratching your head. How does Tosas know this? If you learn Megillah, you might remember the Gemara there, and Tosas is actually going to quote it.
Bar Samcha means Yatzmiha?
No.
Reliable.
Yeah. When you talk with someone's a Bar Samcha today, you know whether you can rely upon him or not. Whether you can be Somech on him. Not be Somech him, but to be Somech on him. Okay. So good. So Yeshua ben Levi is a bar samcha. V'halacha k'mosu b'chal makom. V'afimu.
L'gavei Rabbi Yochanan k'demashma perek basra. D'megillah d'alma rabbi mashmei d'rava. Mibay k'nishta l'bay rabbanan. Shari. Mibay rabbanan l'bay k'nishta asur.
Rabba Mishmei the Rabba Amar.
The Rabba Amar.
So what's a machlokas? Which is higher, lever kedusha? Kedusha is based on Knesset, kedusha is based on Medrash. So just read through this quickly. We're not going to go through the details. If you don't look up the Gemara there, you're not going to get this. But it's really tangential. It's a question. Basically, what it boils down to was there actually a machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish in that sugya? Not. It's not an. There's a machlokas as to how to read Habayis Hagadol that the Babylonians destroyed. What is Bayis Hagadol? And the question is whether that has an impact or has ramifications for Kedusha Space HaKnesses versus Kedusha Space HaMedrash. It's not really clear whether it does. So that's why he goes on. So we pasca like Rabbi Shub and Levi. The Gemara doesn't give a klal there. It's just we have the pasca like Rabbi Shub and Levi. Umir Rabbeinu skips the Umir Rabbeinu Tamba Atzmo. So but you don't have to read that part. If you go to Umi Kalmakom. So Tosis basically quotes Rabbeinu Tam is saying, it's not really a raya because it could be Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Shub and Levi don't really argue, and therefore you don't have a raya from that Gemara that we pass against Rabbi Shub and Levi or Rabbi Yochanan. So the truth be told, you don't have a raya anyway that you pass against Rabbi Shub and Levi against Rabbi Yochanan, because no one's saying that you never pass against Rabbi Shub and Levi against Rabbi Yochanan, but maybe some of the time you do, and maybe some of the time you pass against Rabbi Yochanan. You know, there's no inherent raya. Be that as it may, Umi Kol Makom.
Umi Kol Makom Yesh Raya, the Beseir Tanaim Vamoraim, Kosei Kalacha Karabi Yoshua ben Levi, Bechol Makom.
So in other words, there's certain klalim you should be aware of. And there's another one that comes up in this Tosos. I don't remember if Tosos, he does quote the line, but you might sort of, if you're not familiar with it, you're going to miss it. Who else in this Tosos is a Bar Samcha that he quotes as proof? And I remember from later? There's a Tana who he quotes, whom we always paskin like. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. The Gemara says, I think in Erevin Mishnas, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Kavinaki. What does Kavinaki mean? It's a small measured amount. And it's pure. It's been refined, meaning you paskin that way.
Who was he?
Who was Rav Lezim Yaakov? He's a Tan, I think, of the Avna generation. That's all, one that I don't know. Rabbi Shimon, that's a common notion of sort of refined and chosen being, you know, halacha psuka. Rabbi Shimon says to his son, you know, shnumi dosai, and something that like trumas Rabbi, they're trumos, a truma of the shivos of Rabbi Akiva. Okay, so this idea that something is very much worked over and processed, so it's really pure. Fine. So here it says we pass like Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shub and Levi b'chol makom. So now, so far Tosis has really dealt with only point number two of Rashi, which is Tosis said we pass like Rav and Shmuel. Here are all these other people who pass can otherwise. Okay, Rabbi Yochanan beats out Rav or Shmuel, and Rabbi Shub and Levi beats out even Rabbi Yochanan. Nevahi. It's right above the Dafai and Gimlam base.
The Vahi the Chamra Lego.
Chala.
Chala.
What's Chamra Lego Chala? Do you know the terms?
Chamra is
wine. And Chala is vinegar. So you have wine into vinegar. What? Do you say migo or migav? Okay, I think I'm pretty sure in the vocalization of unklus it's lego. It's letoch. I'm pretty sure. What's that?
Yeah.
So, I what happens with that vav when you put a suffix on it turns a consonantal legave. But I think it's migo, I think is the correct pronunciation of his mitoch. And so I think this is chamer lego chala.
And the opposite of milabar?
We said, yeah, so that's attraction. That's like yichasumo. Because you say milabar, so you say milagav, because it sounds alike. That's yichasumo, not yichasumo. Okay. And you have to check the Yemenite vocalized text. I'd be curious to see what they say milagav, they say milago or milagav. All right, anyway. Go ahead. Vahid achamer lego chala.
Vachamer achadeta be'in the.
So Omer. So what do you do with the Gemara? That is the Gemara of Rabban Abai. Omer Rabbeinu Tam.
Omer Rabbeinu Tam. The ikalu kume betevel v'yayin esach. The modi behu Rabbi Yochanan kedamrina b'sachas sabad azara. Teda daha rava gutei islay.
So one second. So this responded to. Let's just keep our arguments in line. He's not actually going to respond to Rebbe. But he's responded so far to the Rav and Shmuel argument by saying that many others disagree, including those who beat Rav and Shmuel. Then he says that that sugya that speaks about Ravan Abaye about Basar Shema Basar Taima, that's dealing with Isurim that are b'mashehu, that even Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish Amod that exists, namely Tevel and Yayin Nesach, and it could be that the materials in that sugya, in fact, are Tevel and Yayin Nesach. Okay? Then, there may be a problem later in the sugya. I don't know how many of you look further on, because then there's a discussion of spices, but that might be Milsa David de la Taima, which is not really Osir b'mashehu. It's just that you need to be Mevatalit. I don't know, but right now Tosa says, I guess this could be Tevel. I take it back. This could be Tevel. Spices could be Tevel. Fine. Okay, so the sugyas. So that's Ryan number three of Rashi. Tosas rejects. Spices and spices. Just look in the Gemara there. It's talking about Tarovis of spices. So the bottom line is that could be Tevel also. So then, now Tosas goes on. Tosas adds another point in this, which is, go ahead.
Hold on. Hacha demin b'mino delikal amika matame b'shishim.
So Rava himself, what prompts the discussion here? Because Rava says min b'mino delikal amika matame b'shishim. So what does Rava hold? Min b'mino is batel b'shishim. So how can you say that Rava in Avodah Zarah is holding like Rabbi Yehuda? He explicitly doesn't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, is that clear to everybody? It's our Gemara. Rava says three rules: Tam, Kfeila, Shishim. When do you use Shishim? Min Mimino Deleka Lameka Mataima. So you obviously hold Min Mimino's Batel. So with regards to that, the Rabbeinu Ephraim. Rav on our Gemara says, Amar Rabbanu Bish Taima, Amar Rabbanu Mekfela, Amar Rabbanu Bishishim. What does he say is the case of Shishim? He gives two cases, but one of them is Min B'mino, the Lech L'Mekam HaTaima. A Min B'mino, where by definition you can't taste the difference. So what is the din he says applies there? Shishim. In Min B'mino, Zosib B'mashu, you can't talk about Shishim. It's never Batel. So there, Tosus notes, Rabbeinu Ephraim, who is Rabbeinu Ephraim? Well, I don't know for sure, but there is one famous Rabbeinu Ephraim. Not familiar?
I've seen the name pop up.
This Talmud of the major Talmud of the Rif. In some Masechtas in the back, the Baal Hamor will quote him often, obviously when he's arguing on the Rif. In some Masechtas in the back, in the Vilna Shas, they'll print the Rabbeinu Ephraim, although I don't know that we actually have the original Rabbeinu Ephraim. It may just be a quotation taken from the Baal Hamor when he quotes Rabbeinu Ephraim. But he was a major prominent Talmud, I don't know if he's the Talmud Muvak of the Rif, and every so often argues and is quoted by Rishonim later. So I don't know if this is the same Rabbeinu Ephraim or not. Tosfos almost certain does on rare occasion quote the Rif, but I don't know, so I'm not 100% sure if this is a Bala Tosfos Rabbeinu Ephraim or not. Okay, if somebody remembers, they can check Orbach's Balei Tosfos and see if he has a Tosfos Rabbeinu Ephraim, or if this is, you know, one of the Balei Tosfos with that name, or this is actually the other Rishon.
Is he a contemporary of the Rimi Gash?
He would be roughly contemporaneous to Rimi Gash, yeah. Okay. Go ahead. So Rabbeinu Ephraim
hayadoche, b'hacha ayri b'chamra achadza, b'inve, b'kari le min b'mino, l'fisha ta'amam shaveh. Basar Shema.
So what is Rabbeinu Ephraim's clever teretz?
It's not really what
the problem is that Rava says Min B'mino B'shishim. So Rabbeinu Ephraim says, yes, that means two things that taste the same but have a different shame. So with respect to the ability to discern taste, what is it in fact? It's the leka lemekam ataima. There's no way to determine because they have the same flavor. For the purposes of whether or not it's min b'mino and never batel, or min b'she'eino mino and batel b'shishim, what is its status? Well, it has two different names. Azlina basar shema, it's called min b'she'eino mino. So Rava here calls it min b'mino because it has the same flavor, despite the fact that medina it's min b'she'eno mino because it has a different shame. So Rabbeinu Taz, Rabbeinu Tam respond to this. Is that clear or not clear? Again, Rava says here min b'mino is b'shishim, the lek of the make of Mataima. So Rabbeinu Tam says it's a raya that he paskins against Rabbi Yehuda, because if he held like Rabbi Yehuda, min b'mino is never badal. Rabbeinu Ephraim said, no, maybe the min b'mino that Rava's talking about here, the lek of the make of Mataima, is not halachically min b'mino. It's min b'mino of tam. That's why you can't taste it. The lek of the make of Mataima. But halachically speaking, it's min b'sheino mino because it's azlina basar shma. And let's say it's, I don't, did he give an example? Jeremy, does he give an example in the later version? You quote chaylev and basar. He's assuming there, chaylev and basar have the same tam. So chaylev and basar have two different shemos, I think, same tam, according to at least one view. And therefore, halachically speaking, it's you can't taste the difference. What's that? Shamnunisa the gid and basar.
Right.
So the fat around the gid and the basar has the same tam. Okay, the shamnisa the gid is an issur d'rabbanan. We mentioned that already. It has the same tam as meat, but halachically speaking, it's called chaylev or shuman. It's not called basar. So for the purposes of our sugya, of determining whether or not you can taste it, nobody can taste it. That's why you use shishim. For the purposes of Rabbi Huda Shita, that min b'mino is never batel, you go basar shma. The shamnanisa is called shuman, the basar is called basar, and therefore it's called min b'sheino mino, and therefore it's batel. But Rava refers to it as min b'mino here because it tastes the same.
Isn't that weird for Rava to refer to it?
Something that it's not?
Yeah.
So that's what Rabbeinu Tam responds. Rabbeinu Tam says... Go ahead.
Veinira lamar kain. The kevan dazal basar
shma
lo haya koreo, so min b'mino.
He wouldn't have used the term min b'mino if in fact it really is min b'shein amino, because he holds aslina basar shma. Now, the defense of Rabbeinu Ephraim could be, of course, and this is, I think we discussed this, we discussed this in Yoredeh. We did discuss this in regular shir. So, some of you, this is Chazara, okay? One of the very confusing things about the usage of min b'mino, especially when you talk about Rabbi Huda Shita, is that there are two separate issues going on, and min b'mino is sometimes a misnomer. When Rava speaks about, we'll test the guys who were here in the Chabur on Monday. When Rava speaks about min b'she'eno mino here, okay, what is he really talking about? He's not talking about min b'she'eno mino, he's talking about ta'am ki'ikar. Abaye and Rav have a machlokas about basar shma or basar taima. That has nothing to do with tam ke'ikar. Les man depolik. Rava would not argue for one moment that if you can taste the iser and the heter, but they have the same shame, that's called min memino and it's batel, minatora berov. That's ridiculous. That's called ta'am ke'ikar. When you talk about ta'am ke'ikar, you don't talk about min b'mino, min b'she... You shouldn't. Talking about min b'mino, min b'she'eno mino, min with mino and eno mino, or whatever you want. The only thing you should be talking about is tam ki'ikar. Can you taste the food? That can only happen when you have two things that taste different. Min b'mino, min b'she'eno mino, that entire discussion, the whole machlokas of Rabbi Yehuda and the whole discussion of Abaye and Rava takes place in a context where you already have at least shishim, and you can, there's no way, no matter what flavors you're dealing with, there is no way in which you can taste the iser in the heter. Now, at this point, though, there is a notion of Rabbi Yehuda that if it's min b'she'eno mino, it's b'no Saint Tom and it's batel, because we don't have no Saint Tom here. If it's min b'she'eno mino, even though we don't have no Saint Tom here, it's still aser, it's oser b'mashehu, it's never batel. For those purposes, Abaye and Rava argue for the din of calling something min b'mino so that it will never be batel even b'elef. That's where they're arguing at aslina basar shma basar taima. But when you're talking about whether or not you have no same tam here, ta'am ke'ikar, everybody agrees aslina basar taima. You can't have it any other way. This is a point that the Ramah seems to have tripped over, and the Shach calls him on it. And that's the point. That would be Rabbeinu Ephraim's defense here. Yes, Rava uses the term min b'mino for something that he technically considers min b'she'eno mino, but in our sugya, what is the essential point of min b'mino, min b'sheinu mino? It's all a misnomer, because what are we really talking about in this sugya? Taima. Taima, kfeila, and shishim. In our sugya, the whole point of having shishim is because you can't taste it. So that's why the Gemara calls it min b'mino. Even though halachically speaking, in the sugya of Rabbi Yehuda, it's min b'sheinu mino. In our sugya, it's min b'mino, because in our sugya, everything is taste-driven. That's why Rabbeinu Ephraim can explain the way he does, and it's not an it's a bit of an ukimta, but Tosis's dechia is not really a dechia. Every time you talk about okay, Alec.
Two questions. One, when the Ramah says that we should not use kfeil, that we should use shishim, is that also a result of having tripped over this point?
No, nothing to do with it.
Two is that I thought the svar that we gave for Rabbi Yehuda about saying min b'mino and obanto, because you never know what is the tamid isser and what is the tamid.
So one of you spoke to me about this morning, and raised this issue.
What's the svara for Rabbi Yehuda about min b'mino and obanto? If not, then we don't know.
So I'm just going to use the Ran svara. The Ran Nandaran svara is that it's not the question of taste. You can never taste, and if it's only an issue of taste, you're tasting the heter, you're tasting the roe. But the notion of bittul is not just that you can't taste it, but it's especially by no Saint Tom. So the concept of bittul is that when something gets lost in the crowd, at some point it's ki'ilu eino. So when you have two things that taste differently, so if you can't taste the isser anymore, so you can say it's if it doesn't exist in the world anymore, because if it existed, you'd be able to taste it. By min b'mino. Rabbi Yehuda would say that in order to be batel, he would say that you follow only the physical characteristics of the tarobes. In other words, when orange juice gets mixed into apple juice, so you have to decide, what do you have here, orange juice or apple juice? And if you can't even taste the apple juice, ask anybody to tell you have orange juice here. When trefa meat gets mixed into kosher meat, what do you have here? The answer is you have meat. If it were pork that got mixed into beef and you can't taste it, so someone tell you, this is beef. But in other words, a physical description. You're not looking at the metaphysical description of halachic, heter or isser. But if it's meat and meat, so the answer is, what are you eating? Meat. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says, you can't say that the isser is ki'ilu eino and it's avram and olam, because it's still here. Haray is that this is all meat. That's, I think, how you explain Rabbi Yehuda. Then, and everything else follows from that. Okay. Fine. So Tosfos is not done. We're not done. Go ahead. Next stage, Akometz Rabba.
Akometz Rabba, Nami Kamar Rabba, Ksavar Rabbi Yehuda, Kol Minu Mino V'Devar Acher.
Chulei.
Miklal De Rabba Gufe Lo Svirale.
So here again, you got to realize here you don't need to look up that sugya, but you have to catch what Tosfos. It's not anything so complicated. Tosfos says, when you say Rabbi Yehuda Svirale, that implies Rabbi Yehuda holds that way, but I don't. Or Rabbi Yehuda l'tamei, it means you don't hold that. I don't necessarily hold that way. Okay, so once again, you see, Rabbi doesn't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, now, so we so far dealt with problems two, which was Rav and Shmuel hold this way, yeah, but lots of other people don't. And number three, problem three of the sugya of the Zerah Basar Shema Basar Taima, where Rashi claimed Rava and Abaye hold like Rabbi Yehuda. So Tosfos says the sugya doesn't have to be read that way, and besides which there are rayas from elsewhere. Our sugya of Menachos, Rava does not hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Jeremy.
Does that usually apply when someone says Kesavar X that is not holding like him?
No, it's not so compelling. I agree. This is not as compelling as the Chi. In other words, he has to explain. I could see going the other way. It's not the most compelling raya. In other words, if you have to explain Rabbi Yehuda's shita, so would Rava necessarily say? Could Rava just say, that it's min b'mino, min b'mino v'sheino mino v'nimsa, eino mino Rava l'mavatlo? That's what Tosfos' argument hinges upon, Josh.
Also, Rava here says amar rabbanon. We brought a raya that Rava holds this, but really amar rabbanon.
No, so this is a different type of expression. In other words, this is Amar Rabbanon is not the particular Tana or a particular Shita. He says it's just like saying Chazal tell us. Amar Rabbanon. The Rabbanon have said. And it's, in other words, he accepts the others to say that he rejects one piece, and yet everything else is halacha psuka, is a more strained argument. But I think you're still right that the raya from Menachos is not the strongest raya. I mean, it's a much better raya. The raya that he brings from our sugya, while maybe not 100% convincing, because Rabbeinu Ephraim's pickbook is a much stronger raya than the one from Menachos. Because I think this sugya, I mean, you're right, Josh, for contrasting the two. In other words, you know, pick which battle you want. You know, okay. Sure. Okay. Well, it's hard to talk for that long. Okay. Can I get a continuing reader? Moshe Loud. We're up to Psachim. So now we're up to problem number four. Psachim problem. The problem, by the way, one I should add going before you start this. One of the problems with keeping your head in Tosfos and, you know, what's responding to what is that when you're learning it, you get sidetracked by issues trying to figure them out. And by the time you finally figure them out, you don't remember where you were in Tosfos and what's being responded to. It's difficult. It takes, you know, I'm not learning this Tosfos for the, you know, this year for the first time. I mean, I know where Tosfos is going anyway. But if you don't, it is much harder. So you have to take it, you know, mapping it out is sometimes a very useful thing. Okay, go ahead. Yeah, with Parakol Shah, the problem number four. Okay, so the truth is, there are two problems you have with the sugya Psachim. I think we said this yesterday. Number one is that Rava paskins, it's b'mashahu. Number two is that he paskins like Rav. And Rav, as the Gemara explains, is the shitasa. So Rabbeinu Tam, of course, has the solution to all problems. He amends the text. Now you should know something about, he's not really, one second. You should know something, what was Rabbeinu Tam's position on textual emendation? There's a very famous passage you should be aware of in the introduction to the Sefer HaYashar, which is Rabbeinu Tam's Chuvos. Yeah, there are two halakim, the Chidushim and the Chuvos. I think, I'm not sure which one it's in, but you pick up both to find it immediately. There's a Chayrem against Magihei Svarim, which is attributed to Rabbeinu Tam. A Chayrem against making corrections, amending texts. Who like to amend texts all the time? Rashi. Rashi amends text all the time. Every time Rashi tells you Hachi Garcinan, he's amending the text. Many of the, apparently, listening to Rabbeinu, you know, Rabbeinu Tam says in his introduction, as much as my grandfather did, my brother Rashbam did 10 times as much. Right? He's not talking about Rashi finding another Ksav Yad. He's talking about emendation based upon compelling Svara. So we would say that before, so I don't know that we have any actual formal proof Rabbeinu Tam issued a Chayrim, but we would say that he made his emendations before he issued the Chayrim. I don't think, he's going to explain, he has rayas. He has rayas to the fact that Rabbeinu Tam was not goris because he has rayas from the Halachas Gedolos that it wasn't in his text. We mentioned it yesterday, the raya. So that's why Rabbeinu Tam wasn't goris in his Svarim. In fact, you notice it doesn't say Rabbeinu Tam higia basvarim. Right? What does it say? Lo goris Rabbeinu Tam. B'mashu Karab. He actually did not have it in the gear. I mean, he did amend, but he had rise to the fact that it wasn't there. I mean, he is amending, but he has. But it's different than amending Misvara. I think that's the fundamental difference. There's amending from another Ksav Yad or from an earlier work which betrays the fact that it doesn't have it in the gear is one thing. Amending from Svara is a very dangerous practice. We, I think, moderns are very much sympathetic and in tune with Rabbeinu Tam's position, not Rashi. Now, the scholarly position is you never amend a text, you put a footnote there. Okay, they didn't have the same kind of system footnotes, so for them, and they were a little braver, more brave intellectually, so they did.
And the Bach does it on a regular basis.
No. The Bach, 98% of the Bach's emendations, you should be able to figure out yourself. They change nothing in substance, they're leveling language and whatever else. 98% Bach's emendations, you should be able to figure out yourself. And many of them, and he also may have had Kisvayad, by the way. I mean, Kisvayad were being used into the 19th century. What?
Occasionally they change something to the opposite. Like something that says one thing and change it to low something.
I didn't say none of his emendations are substantive, but most of them are obvious and sometimes compelling, and they're often backed by the Kisvayad. I'm sure he used Kisvayad. The Bach is a 16th century, I think. No, 16th or early 17th. So that's, I think, into the 19th century Kisvayad are being used.
Or under management's work on the 21st? Is that a poet? Or would you have something
I have them copied out. I started, but I only got maybe, I probably got to the first couple of blocks. So if you email me, it's completely unfinished. I'll post it on Angel. Just remind me and I'll post it. And if anybody wants to work on it, it's fine. But the texts are there if anybody's interested. So just remind me, I'll upload it. And I've already sort of copied them off and moved them into Excel. I just haven't lined up very much. Okay. And I'm probably not going to get to do it during this year. So for the next time I teach Kulin. Yeah.
Just very quickly, but the difference between the Bach and say Rashi is that the Bach, he'll put a footnote in, but he won't actually change it.
Correct. Correct. The Bach doesn't amend. The Bach has emendations on the
right.
Side.
That's the equivalent of an asterisk and a footnote.
Correct. Right. So that is the difference. The bottom line is Rabbeinu Tam here. There's not goreis b'mashu k'rav. Okay. V'chein mashma. Behalachos gedolos. B'mashu k'rav. And if you're not convinced of the Bach's emendation when you continue reading, it's obvious that the Bach wasn't goreis b'mashu k'rav, not just k'rav. Shekosav sham. So this is, you got open quotes here of the Bach. Midalo yahiv rava. End quote. So what does the Halachas Gedolos say? So here, again, Rabbeinu Tam knew how to do this. You have to know when you read a Rishon, and a Rishon is commenting on a text, you have to envision the possibility that the Rishon had a different text than you do. So the Halachas Gedolos says what? From the fact that Rava didn't give a shir for the Bittul, shows you that, indicates it must be B'mashu K'rav. You can agree or you can disagree with the Bahag's logic, but what does it show you? That Rava didn't give a shir for the chametz. So the bottom line is Rava never said Hilchasa B'mashu K'rav. Okay? He just said that chametz Bizmano Bein B'mino Bein Shalom B'mino is Asur, and he doesn't say how much. So it must be, if he doesn't say how much, it's Mashu Karav. So, yes, the Baal Halachas Gedolos disagrees with Rabbeinu Tam, but it's clear from his statement that the line wasn't in the Gemara, and then he explains the Alpi.
Why would logically, even with Gemara, why would you think that's Mashu Karav when you have another sheet? I mean, just because we know.
Forget whether. So, we can think about that. Regardless of whether you agree with Halachas Gedolos or not. I would say that, you know, he wouldn't, if he was going to be Mekel, he wouldn't have been so same in his Lashon. That's what the Halachas Gedolos would say. The Al Pi. Muga Bisvarim. It was in the text, were amended. Ella Garcinon. And Rabbeinu Tam says, Perusha. Bino Saint Tam. As you could say, Bino Saint Tam. Ki Rabbi Yochanan. The Hasam Visham. All right, Karabi Yochanan the Hasam. Yisham Mefarsh Amaylo Pasuk Behedi Karabi Yochanan. So the Shildos agrees that with Rabbeinu Tam, and he says that Rava holds like Rabbi Yochanan again. So that proves to you what the Shildos had in his Girsa, which he didn't have in Mashu Karab, because he not only does not have his sefer, but he paskins the other way, which he wouldn't have said. Even if he paskin against Rava, he wouldn't have said Rava's Karabi Yochanan. Okay. Fine. And that's how it's often quoted. The two Rishonim who hold that Medina Chametz is Batel of Ashishim on Pesach is Rabbeinu Tam and the Shiltos. Okay. When we call Makom. That means what? What does that mean? You have to, again, here you have to pick up the terminology. If he says, the Gemara says, Rabbi, hold that way, what does it mean, Rabbeinu Tam lo haya posek? One paskin. Yeah, in other words, halacha lemaisa, he didn't want to act. He was afraid to act because so many of the other, you know, the Rif and the Rambam, he didn't probably know the Rambam, he might have known the Rif, so many others paskin that chametz is, there is no bittul for chametz on Pesach. So even though he thought that Rava really said it's batel, it's like halacha lemaisa, he didn't want to do so. You know, we always, today it's a very common expression, you know, avalo lemaisa. So that's what it means here, that he wasn't posek alach lemais chametz of Pesach, and therefore chashayu motzin. If they did a very big chumrah that we have, which is they found a wheat kernel of wheat inside the cow after they shechted it, inside the stomach, I guess, the intestines, they wouldn't eat the cow. Chametz, because the concern is that maybe the grain became chametz, and it osters everything around it. It's oser b'mashehu. Here's again, one of those cases we have to sort of get past this. You can skip the next two lines. You can skip the next two lines, the Bafilu Garas B'mashu, it's the beginning of the line. The piece in between, Tosus talks about the strange part of, forget Rabbeinu Tam's Psach about chametz, once the animal eats food, is that still considered food? So that's what he talks about, how long it takes for ekel, how long does it take for food to be digested, that halachically has no food. The Mishnah Olos talks about it in the context of Tumas Mace, or Tumas Ohel, if an animal consumes a piece of food, that let's say a Kazayis Min HaMace, at what point is it no longer considered Kazayis Min HaMace, and therefore it doesn't convey Tuma, and how does that transpose into the question of Chametz? Okay, but it's not our issue. Yes. 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 That's what I said. Yeah. Tomorrow morning you'll show it to me. I'll take a look at it. But I think it's clear from, I think it's also clear in Psachim as well. Rabbeinu Tam didn't Lamaisa want to be so. Do you have a Tosus in Psachim? Is there Psachim nearby?
Really?
Somebody volunteered, okay. I don't see any statement on Psak here. Okay, but I think from our Tosas, it's usually understood. It's not Medina de Gemara. It's Medina, you know, it's out of deference to the other Rishonim. Okay, so now, Vafilu Garas B'mashu Karav. See, this is the other Teretz. This is probably what he's talking about. In other words, first approach is that the Gemara never even says it. So we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan Mamish. Then, even if it says B'mashu, so maybe chametz is an exception. But the Gemara ties this explicitly to Rav's general shita. Rav the Tamei, the Holy Student Shabbatar, Mimimina B'mashahu. So Rava Paskin's like Rav's din, but he doesn't agree with the reason behind it. So the holy shulabamino. In other words, Rav Medina Paskin Mindamino was not Batal and Pesach. And Mimishanimino was Xera Atu. And Rava felt what goes there, both of them. Even though Medina, both of them should be Batal Bashishim. So what goes there, both of them? So you know this halacha is like Rav, but not Mitame. Okay? Go ahead. I'm sorry? Right. And Shalom is okay, then he holds it up. Well, only if you have the Girsa B'mashu Karav. If you don't have the Girsa B'mashu Karav, then you have no idea what he holds like.
No, but at the end of the sugya, you don't even have to say that it's Karav, because it's clear that Rav holds that way anyway. Rav's still going to hold it's Rav's there, that.
No, I understand that, but Rava himself may not hold like Paskin at all like Rav. Even if he does, he may not be Paskin like Rav's on the same basis as Rav. Rav only saw this as a special Gzeira Min Mishen Omino. Rava may have seen it as a special Gzeira on both. Okay. The ode, the Bisvarm Yishanim, I'm going to take over here. The ode, the Bisvarm Yishanim lo Garcinan Rav Latameh Elahachi Garcinan. The Gemara, the way he had a girsa, I didn't check the Kisvei HaMisachim, which is not what we have. The Gemara there didn't say Rav L'Tamei that all Isurin Shebetorah Mim B'Mino Mashu. Rather, the Gemara asked the Kasha that Rav and Shmuel said that all Isurin Shebetorah Min B'She'eino Mino is Mutu B'No Sein Tam. So why is Rav Machmir on Pesach? U'mishani Rav Gozer B'Chamed Shelo B'Mino Atu Mino. So in other words, the Gemara never said that Rav was going following his generic shita. They were asking Adarav, but the question is based on his generic shita, he should have been making on chametz shelo b'mino b'zmano on Pesach. And to that, the Gemara answered and said, chametz is where we have gozer all the way on chametz. So it could be the Gemara doesn't see Rav's shita rooted in his general shita, but maybe even Rav himself. Even if Rav had held like Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan, he would have asked chametz on Pesach b'mino b'mashu and b'shelo b'mino b'mashu. Well, wait, Shmuel, what's that? Shmuel only doesn't agree on... No, right, correct. He doesn't make the Xer. Why does the Brisa and Avodah Zarah, if in fact Rabbi Yochanan would hold that Chametz Bizmano isn't... If Rava would hold that Chametz Bizmano is Aser B'mashehu, in other words, not because he passed on Rav and Shmuel, and if in fact, how does Rabbi Yochanan paskin? Doesn't he say Beferish Shemsachim that it's batel? It's been on the same time. It's a strange line in Tosfos. In other words, I understand for Rava, but I know what. So, Tosfos, very strange line. Tosus says, why didn't the Brisa that a Tevel and Yayin Nesach, according to Rava, it's not obviously for Rabbi Yochanan won't want it there, but according to Rava, why didn't the Brisa doesn't say Chametz Pesach, it just says Tevel and Yayin Nesach. If Rava is correct, and he's arguing Rabbi Yochanan on this point, that even Chametz is Oseh B'Mashehu, so why didn't the Brisa count that? So he says that reason why it's not mentioned in the Brisa is Mishum de Tevel v'Yayin Nesach Havi Shelo B'Mino B'No Sein Tam. Now that Brisa is talking about things that only min b'mino are b'mashu, but min b'she'eno mino are b'no sein tam. But chametz is always b'mashu, you know, b'zmano. And therefore, it wouldn't fit the paradigm of tevel yayin nesach. Because tevel yayin nesach are only when it's min b'mino. Chametz is even when it's min b'she'eno mino. Therefore, it doesn't fit the type of the Brisa. But the Afra Yehudai gon pasach dafka b'chametz koi rava karav al b'shari surin hilchasak rabbi Yochanan. Of Reish Lakish, the Ode. Okay, so Rabbeinu Tam has another raya. The Beperak Atarovis Beshmaita the Chartzin Sever Reb Lezer Ben Yaakov the Mimino Batel Mishnas Reb Lezer Kavanaki. Fine, and then he quotes another stam of the Gemara in Beitza about Rabbi Abba when they made fun of him. We don't have to, you don't have to read through that. There's one very tricky line in here which I assume probably nobody got, but if you did, I'll be quite impressed. I'm not sure that I got it, but the line Afal Gav Rabbi Yehuda Ma'iri Hasa Mechal the Reish Rabbanon. So we can leave that line alone for the moment. Skip to Ubahag Shal Aspamia. In the Halachos Kedolos of Aspamia, which is Spain, posting the Chaticha B'Chatichos B'no Sein Tam. Chaticha B'Chatichos is Min B'Mino. Umilsa the Rabba Dam Rabbana B'Shishim Aisu L'Psach Halacha. In other words, everybody else seems to paskin that Min B'Mino is Batel. Then he says, If a Kuntris Gufei Pasach B'Perek Basra Mesach Zavadazara, Gabi plukta da baye v'rava de hilchas akrabi Yochanan, the saver beno sein tam, the yain nesa, the saver beno sein tam. So Rashi himself and Avodah Zarah paskins like Reish Lakish Yochanan. One of the interesting questions is to know, and I don't know the answer to this question, is which did Rashi write later? Which did Rashi write later? In other words, was Maseches Avodah Zarah was his commentary written later, or was Chulin written later? So obviously that would determine based upon how we paskin. When you read the Rashban Avodah Zarah, and I don't think this is based upon evidence, but just based upon wishful thinking. The Rashba points out that the Rif himself had originally paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. If you look in the Rif, in Avodah Zarah, he paskins like Rav and Shmuel. He paskins like Rav and Shmuel. But the Rashba quotes, and I don't know what the exact source for this is, but obviously it seems to have been a known thing. The Rashba quotes that the Rif was mitzavet his Talmidim to change what he wrote, and that actually he was paskin a pasan like Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. So the Rashba is pointing out as to why you shouldn't paskin like Yehuda says, and even Rashi wrote an Avodah Zarah that you don't paskin like Yehuda. So it sounds like he would like to see, again, I don't know if he has evidence that this way, he just wants it to be that way, that Rashi himself was Chozer Ba. Okay. Now, the last point in Tosvos, which is a little bit, it's important, very much Lemaisa, although not conceptually. So bottom line, Ad Kan, just to review briefly before we read the last part. Rashi had four rayas that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Number one was that later in Kalabasa, Rabbi says, Nirin Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Number two is that Rav and Shmuel and Avodah Zarah paskin akin to Rabbi Yehuda. They don't quote Rabbi Yehuda, they paskin like that. Number three, Rav and Abaye in the Sugya of Aslina Basar Shema or Basar Taima paskin like, are assuming like Rabbi Yehuda, that Mim B'Mino is never Batel. And number four, the Sugya M'sachim says, Chametz B'Zmano, Beim B'Mino, Beim Shalom B'Mino is Aser B'Mashahu Karav, that's Rav's Psach, and therefore you see a paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. And the Gemara there had said that Rav is Litameh, that Kali Sun Shabbatar Mim B'Mino B'Mashahu. So Tosus, Rabbi Nathan responds and says, nothing doing. He doesn't respond to the first one about Rebbe, but going ready to the second one, he says, we just don't paskin like Rebbe. With respect to Rav and Shmuel, he says, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish disagree, and we paskin like Rav against Rabbi Yochanan against Rav, and Rabbi Yochanan against Shmuel, based upon two Gemaras that he quotes, and even better, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, who even beats out Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi paskins that Mim B'Mino is Batel based on Zerah B'Sheila, which he uses as the paradigm for Bithel. So we don't pass like Rav and Shmuel. Number three, with respect to Rav and Abaye in the sugya of Basar Shema Basar Taima, so Rabbi Tam says that whole Gemara is talking about Tevel Yai Nesach, where everybody's moda that it's Oser B'Mashu, and therefore it's relevant to talk about Min B'Mino being Oser B'Mashu, because there are certain Yisurim by which we all agree. In addition, Tosis points out, Rabbi Tam points out that Rav and Arsugya says Beferish Min B'Mino is Batel B'Shishim, and perhaps. Maybe he thinks that Ravan Menachos gives a hint to the fact that he doesn't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Finally, number four, with respect to the question of the Gemara Psachim, so Rabbi Natam says that, firstly, the Mashu Karav is not in the Gemara. And even if it were in the Gemara, still it could be Paskins like Rav B'Mashu, but not Litame the Rav. And he also points out that even though some Gemaras read that Rav holds Chametz is Asa B'Mashu, that Rav Litame, that Kol Yisur and Shabbatar Mim B'Mino B'Mashu, so Rabbi Tam says that's not in the Gemara. All the Gemara actually says, Kosef, it's Kosef B'Svarim, that they asked the Kasha from Rav's statement, why? Not they weren't using that to show you why he asers Min B'Mino B'Mashu, they were using it as a Kasha, why he asers Min B'She'eno Mino B'Mashu. And bottom line is that maybe Rav Paskin, even if Rav Paskin's B'Mashu, that's only a Chumra of Chametz, but it has nothing to do with holding like Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Okay. Now, the last piece of Tosfos is very much Halacha L'Maisa piece, at least in the medieval period, maybe today also, probably. So when the Gemara says that Yayin Nesach Asus B'Mashu, and it's not really related directly to the previous discussion, Omer Rabbeinu Tam, the Dafka B'Yayin Shinesnasnech Lefnei Avodas Kochavim, Dafka with Yayin Nesach Mamish. And we saw this raya, the Hamas Nisan the Yayin B'Yayin Mayim B'Mayim Koyi. The Gemara is talking about the Mishnah that speaks about Yayin B'Yayin Mayim B'Mayim. And Mayim B'Mayim Yefshar Lios Ela B'Nin Snasnech. There's no such thing as Stam Mayim. And therefore, when the Mishnah speaks about Mayim B'Mayim Oser B'Mashu, it means Mayim Nesach. And therefore, you can assume that the Yayin being spoken about is also Yayin Nesach, not Stam Yena. Yayin Nesach is when you know they libated it. Stam Yena means when you don't know. Okay, and then he quotes a raya of Chuvas HaGaon and B'Ksav Yad, Rabbeinu Yosef Tovela Motza, Motza Rabbeinu Tam. So apparently it was a Chuvas HaGaonim in the handwriting of Rabbi Yosef Tovelam. Rabbi Yosef Tovelam was not one of the Gonim. I don't know exactly who Rabbi Yosef Tovelam was, except for that he was, I believe he was a Python, no? Anybody here take Jewish history? Was he not a Python? And if he's a Python, that means he was from where? He could have been from Eretz Yisrael, he could have been from Italy, he could have been from Germany. He was not from Bavel or from Svarad. Okay? Svaradim don't do piyut. If you do piyut, you're not a real Sephardi, okay? Or you're abandoning your ancestral traditions. So Rav Yosef Tuvelim once, I think I was in one of Chachmei Ashkenaz or Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, I don't know where it is today, okay. Well, you know, Tzion would just say, I don't, and Ezra would say, big deal. Okay. So, Matzah Rabbeinu Tam, Yayin Nesech, Shenis Nasech, Lefnei Avodas Kochavim, Osir Bahano, he describes Yayin Nesech Mamish. It was poured out before Avodah Zarah, the Eino Bata Afila Be'elef Kemosha Shaninu, the Eilu Asurin V'Isurin B'choshu V'chulai, Mechlal, the Stam Yayin Mishari, Surin Chutzmi Tevav Yayin Nesech, Bein Bemino, Bein Shalob Bemino, Beno Sein Tam. Okay, basically that's the end. The Tosfos then goes on to quote a couple of brises, Tosefta's and Avodah Zarah, where it sounds like Stam Yenam, cases of Stam Yenam Asir B'mashahu, and the way Tosfos is doche is by saying those Tosefta's are Aliba the Rabbi Yehuda. But Aliba the Rabbanon, Stam Yenam would not be Osir B'mashahu, because the only things that are Osir B'mashahu are Tevel and Yai Nesach and maybe Chametz B'Pesach. How do we paskin? Shulchan Aruch, both Mechaber and the Ramah Paskin, Mimimino, Zbatel, Abishishim. Okay, except for Truma and Arlen Kaloya Kerem, and Tevel and Yayin Esa. Okay. Are there any questions? Okay. Right, then you want to stop it? Stop then.
Again, just a reminder, please, if you haven't